In a true war story, if there's a moral at all, it's like the thread that makes the cloth. You can't tease it out. You can't extract the meaning without unraveling the deeper meaning. And in the end, really, there's nothing much to say about a true war story, except maybe, oh. True war stories don't generalize. They don't indulge in abstraction or analysis. For example, war is hell. As a moral declaration, the old truism seems perfectly true, and yet because it abstracts, because it generalizes, I can't believe it with my stomach. Nothing turns inside. It comes down to gut instinct. A true war story, if truly told, makes the stomach believe. This one does it for me. I've told it before, many times, many versions, but here's what actually happened. We crossed that river and marched west into the mountains. On the third day, Kurt Lemon stepped on a booby-trapped 105 round. He was playing catch with Rat Kiley, laughing, and then he was dead. The trees were thick. It took nearly an hour to cut an LZ for the dust off. Later, higher in the mountains, we came across a baby VC water buffalo. What it was doing there, I don't know. No farms or paddies. But we chased it down and got a rope around it and led it along to a deserted village where we set up for the night. After supper, Rat Kiley went over and stroked its nose. He opened up a can of sea rations, pork, and beans. But the baby buffalo wasn't interested. Rat shrugged. He stepped back and shot it through the right front knee. The animal didn't make a sound. It went down hard, then got up again. And Rat took careful aim and shot off an ear. He shot it in the hindquarters and in the little hump at its back. He shot it twice in the flanks. It wasn't to kill. It was to hurt. He put the rifle muzzle up against the mouth and shot the mouth away. Nobody said much. The whole platoon stood there watching, feeling all kinds of things. But there wasn't a great deal of pity for the baby water buffalo. Kurt Lemon was dead. Rat Kiley had lost his best friend in the world. Later in the week, he would write a long personal letter to the guy's sister, who wouldn't write back. But for now, it was a question of pain. He shot off the tail. He shot away chunks of meat below the ribs. All around us, there was the smell of smoke and filth and deep greenery, and the evening was humid and very hot. Rat went to automatic. He shot randomly, almost casually. Quick little spurts in the belly and butt. Then he reloaded, squatted down, and shot it in the left front knee. Again, the animal fell hard and tried to get up, but this time it couldn't quite make it. It wobbled and went down sideways. Rat shot it in the nose. He bent forward and whispered something, as if talking to a pet. Then he shot it in the throat. All the while, the baby buffalo was silent, or almost silent, just a light bubbling sound where the nose had been. It lay very still. Nothing moved except the eyes, which were enormous, the pupils shiny, black, and dumb. Rat Kiley was crying. He tried to say something, but then cradled his rifle and went off by himself. The rest of us stood in a ragged circle around the baby buffalo. For a time, no one spoke. We had witnessed something essential, something brand new and profound, a piece of the world so startling there wasn't yet a name for it. Somebody kicked the baby buffalo. It was still alive, though just barely, just in the eyes. Amazing, Dave Jensen said. My whole life, I never seen anything like it. Never? Not hardly, not once. Kiowa and Mitchell Sanders picked up the baby buffalo. They hauled it across the open square, hoisted it up, and dumped it in the village well. Afterward, we sat waiting for Rat to get himself together. Amazing, Dave Jensen kept saying. A new wrinkle. I never seen it before. Mitchell Sanders took out his yo-yo. Well, that's Nam, he said. Garden of Evil. Over here, man. every sin's real, fresh, and original.